From Elizabeth Barrett Browning's Sonnets from the Portuguese, 14. If thou must love me, let it be for naught except for love's sake only. Do not say, I love her for her smile, her look, her way of speaking gently, for a trick of thought that falls in well with mine, and certes brought a sense of pleasant ease on such a day. For these things in themselves, beloved, may be changed, or change for thee, and love so wrought may be unwrought so. Neither love me for thine own dear pities, wiping my cheeks dry. A creature might forget to weep, who bore thy comfort long, and lose thy love thereby. But love me for love's sake, that evermore thou mayst love on through love's eternity. Sonnets from the Portuguese by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Number 21. Say over again, and yet once over again, that thou dost love me. Though the word repeated should seem a cuckoo song, as thou dost treat it, remember, never to the hill or plain, valley and wood, without her cuckoo strain, comes the fresh spring in all her green completed. Beloved, I, amid the darkness greeted by a doubtful spirit voice, in that doubt's pain cry, speak once more, thou lovest. Who can fear too many stars, though each in heaven shall roll too many flowers, though each shall crown the year? Say thou dost love me, love me, love me, toll the silver iterance, only minding, dear, to love me also in silence with thy soul. From Sonnets from the Portuguese by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Number 22. When our two souls stand up erect and strong, face to face, silent, drawing nigh and nigher, until the lengthening wings break into fire at either curved point, what bitter wrong can the earth do us that we should not long be here contented? Think. In mounting higher, the angels would press on us and aspire to drop some golden orb of perfect song into our deep, dear silence. Let us stay rather on earth, beloved, where the unfit, contrarious moods of men recoil away and isolate pure spirits and permit a place to stand and love in for a day with darkness and the death hour rounding it. From Sonnets of the Portuguese by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Number 28. My letters, all dead paper, mute and white, and yet they seem alive and quivering against my tremulous hands, which loose the string and let them drop down on my knee tonight. This said, he wished to have me in his sight once as a friend. This fixed a day in spring to come and touch my hand, a simple thing, yet I wept for it. This, the paper's light, said, dear, I love thee, and I sank and quailed as if God's future thundered on my past. This said, I am thine, and so its ink has paled with lying at my heart that beat too fast. And this, O love, thy words have ill availed, if what this said, I dared repeat at last. From Sonnets from the Portuguese by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Number 38. First time he kissed me, he but only kissed the fingers of this hand wherewith I write, and ever since it grew more clean and white. Slow to world greetings, quick with its, oh, list. When the angels speak, a ring of amethyst I could not wear here, plainer to my sight than that first kiss. The second passed in height, the first, and sought the forehead, and half missed, half falling on the hair. Oh, beyond mead, that was the chrism of love, which love's own crown with sanctifying sweetness did precede, the third upon my lips was folded down in perfect purple state, since when, indeed, I have been proud and said, my love, my own. From Sonnets from the Portuguese by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Number 43. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach, when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life, and if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death.